From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo said the problems related to soybean were under control following the price hike due to the reduced supply amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This was conveyed by the Minister of Agriculture during a visit to the slaughterhouse in Goa Regency, South Sulawesi on Saturday. According to him, the increase in soybean prices was due to global contraction in the midst of the corona pandemic. In addition, soybeans have been imported and the price is cheaper than local products. There was also panic buying so that soybean imports entering Indonesia also decreased and had an impact on the purchase price of soybeans. Currently, soybeans abroad are brought up by the country, so the price has increased. For this reason, the Ministry of Agriculture is now preparing for soybean cultivation. The Indonesian Audit Board, or BPK, said it would immediately audit procurement and distribution activities for the COVID-19 vaccine. Chairperson of the BPK, Agung Firman Sampurna, in an official statement to the media on Saturday stated this was to ensure that these activities were carried out in a transparent and accountable manner in accordance with established regulation. Agung stated previously that his party had received a visit from the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, and Minister of Health, Budi Sadikin, on Friday. He stated that the meeting was held to discuss the implementation of vaccine procurement and distribution, which was carried out in the emergency condition on the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic that occurred in Indonesia. In addition, they also discussed issues that are indicated as risk in vaccine procurement and distribution activities. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno stated that would increase the provision of rooms or accommodation for health workers for self-isolation or quarantine. Sandi, in his statement on Saturday, stated that this was done to help restore Indonesian tourism. His party also wanted to help the team of doctors and health workers who were already exhausted. He added that the step was taken as a collaborative measure with previous parties in restoring the tourism sector in a new normal. He said currently tourism is based on innovation, prioritizing aspects of cleanliness, health, safety, and environmental sustainability. Among the collaboration that will be carried out is that the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy will assist in socialization and education regarding the importance of implementing proper and correct health protocols. Let's move on to the international news. Cuba's top epidemiologist said on Saturday irresponsible partying over year-end, often with relatives from abroad, fueled a surge in coronavirus infection, and he warned of a crackdown to prevent the spread of the disease. Authorities in the capital at the same time announced new containment measures, including suspension of intra-provincial transports, cultural activities, and the use of public spaces, such as the famous Malecon Boulevard during night hours. While Cuba's communist authorities have managed to contain the country's outbreak far better than most other Latin American governments, infection have more than doubled since they eased lockdown restriction and reopened borders in November. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday said he was lifting restriction on contacts between U.S. officials and their Taiwanese counterparts, a move likely to anger China and increase tensions between Beijing and Washington in the waning days of President Donald Trump's presidency. In a statement, Pompeo said that for several decades, the State Department had created complex internal restrictions on interaction with Taiwanese counterparts by American diplomats, service members, and other officials. The move appeared to be another part of an effort by Pompeo and Trump's Republican administration to lock in a soft approach to China before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden takes office on January 20. France has imposed a stricter evening curfew in Marseille after authorities said the new variant of the COVID-19 virus initially found in the UK had been discovered in the Mediterranean city. Marseille joined other French cities such as Strasbourg and Dijon in having its curfew move forward to 6 p.m. from 8 p.m. and running through to 6 a.m. the following morning. The stricter Marseille measures will start on Sunday evening. The move came as COVID-19-related deaths and cases increase in France, which has the world's seventh highest death toll from the coronavirus. There were more than 20,000 new confirmed COVID cases in the last 24 hours and roughly 170 more deaths. Authorities said one reason for the decision in Marseille was the discovery of the new variant of COVID-19. 23 people suspected of coming into contact with the new variant had tested positive for COVID. Iran will expel United Nations nuclear watchdogs inspectors unless U.S. sanctions are lifted by February 21st deadline set by the hardline-dominated parliament. Parliament passed a law in November 2020 that obliged the government to have inspections of its nuclear sites by the International Atomic Energy Agency and step up uranium enrichment beyond the limits set under the Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal if sanctions are not eased. Iran's Guardian Council watchdog body approved the law on December 2nd, and the government has said it will implement it. That was the news. The Indonesian government decided to implement a policy of tightening restriction on community movement from January 11 to 25, 2021, especially in Java and Bali. This is in response to active cases of COVID-19, which increase exponentially. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, who is also chairman of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery, KPC PEN, Erlangga Hartarto said that the government would closely monitor the implementation of health protocols, namely wearing masks, maintaining distance, and washing hands. Erlangga Hartarto said that the restrictions carried out were not to prohibit community activities. For this reason, the government changed the terms large-scale social restriction with the enforcement of community activity restriction. He emphasized, through this, the government will regulate crowd-creating spots in Java and Bali. For example, in the office sector, people must work from home and schools still apply online system. However, sectors such as basic needs can operate 100% by regulating operating hours, capacity, and still refer to health protocols. Likewise, in the construction sector, which operates 100% with health protocols. For mall and shopping centers, operating hours are limited until 7 p.m. Meanwhile, 25% of restaurant activities for eating or drinking on the spot or dine-in and ordering food via delivery or take-out messages are still permitted. For places of worship, a capacity limitation of 50% is carried out with health protocols. Public facilities are closed, social and cultural activities are stopped, and public transportation is limited as to its capacity and operating hours. Erlangga Hartarto is optimistic that Indonesia's economy will continue to grow even though the government implements the policy. According to him, several indicators have encouraged the government to be optimistic that Indonesia's economic movement will continue to grow. This can be seen from the composite stock price index, which strengthened, and the Indonesian manufacturing purchasing index, which also rose to 51.3%. Meanwhile, several export commodity prices have reached high prices, including palm oil or CPO, coal, and nickel. That was this week's Spotlight. Today in history will begin on January 10, 1946, when the first General Assembly for the United Nations occurred. The first General Assembly of the United Nations was held on January 10, 1946. The United Nations General Assembly is one of the six main UN agencies. It is composed of all member states and meets annually under a chairperson elected from representatives. The first General Assembly was held at the Central Hall of Westminster in London and was attended by representatives from 51 member countries. Let's move on to January 10, 1993, when President Suharto launches 1 Million Trees Movement. The 1 Million Trees Movement was first initiated by President Suharto on January 10, 1993. The movement aims to create a cool, healthy, and beautiful environment. This is done by inviting all levels of society to plant trees beyond 1 million trees in each province. The 1 Million Trees Movement was a program of the Office of the Minister of Environment, which was implemented in collaboration with the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunication, the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Forestry, and the Ministry of Health. I'll end with January 10, 2014, when Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport opened for commercial flights. Halim Perdana Kusuma International Airport is one of the airports in Jakarta. It is also used as the headquarters of the Air Force 110 IAU Operation Command. Previously, this airport was named Cililitan Airfield. Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport operates temporarily as a commercial airport starting January 10, 2014 to divert flights from Soekarno-Hatta Airport, which is considered to be overcrowded. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Marku Niranin in Finland. Hello, Marku Niranin. Thank you for your email and a detailed reception report. I appreciate it and I hope you enjoy our program.Keep listening and send your reception report. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu otakkan terganti. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu.Kau satu di setiap nafasku, kau satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru. Tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku.
Cuma kamu sunyi hati. Cuma kamu ku takkan berpaling kasih.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno revealed that he had started preparing a number of agendas related to the development of sports-based tourism or sport tourism. The minister disclosed it after meeting with Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali at the Ministry of Youth and Sport Jakarta, discussing the continuation of the development of sport tourism in Indonesia. Minister Sandiaga Uno said in a press conference in Jakarta that there were several sport activities agenda planned to be held in the near future, including marathons, triathlons, and golf. According to him, the Parents Sports Branch Organization has expressed its commitment to hold events in several priority tourist destinations in Indonesia, such as Lake Toba and Labuan Bajo. As a first step, Minister Sandiaga Uno said his ministry would focus on events that could be carried out in the next 3 months. However, they will still see the development in the current situation during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will also immediately make a framework of cooperation and permission from the Minister of Youth and Sports so that it can be immediately implemented. The purpose of this plan is to revive the community's economic activity. Meanwhile, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, welcomed the plan regarding sport tourism. According to him, Indonesia has great tourism potential and one of which can be developed through sport activities. He encourages sport tourism to be developed because Indonesia is a pretty good place and so many people come for sport tours. The Ministry of Youth and Sports and the Ministry of Tourism and the Creative Economy previously signed a Memorandum of Understanding regarding the development of Indonesia's sport tourism and industry, which was signed in September 2020. The signing, which was also carried out by the Ministry of Industry, is expected to be a moment to produce policies for programs which can improve the national economy, especially through the sport industry. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Amina Khanam Saleh in Bangladesh. Hello Amina Khanam, thank you and Happy New Year too. You can listen to our program through voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Waktu udah terhapus suasana, kapan ku di sana nanti, kau tak temukan warnamu, janganlah menyerah, no, janganlah menyerah, no. Tanpa dirimu ku takkan bisiki menghidupkan rasa yang mati. Kau terus ku coba, karena dirimu pasti bisa untuk lewati dan kita melangkah.
bersama. Lalu semua rintangan dunia rasa takut segan menghampiri kita. Kita no, janganlah menyerah.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Telaga Bodas, which is located in Sukamenak Village, Wanaraja District, Garut Regency, is formed from a former volcanic eruption which is still active. Unlike the color of the lake in general, Telaga or Lake Bodas is greenish white, which comes from the natural sulfur content in the water. This makes the lake look unique and at the same time, a special attraction. On its right side, there are several pools that can be used for bathing. The wading pool is not only for adults but is also available for children. The temperature is relatively warm, so it feels comfortable. From the city of Garut to reach Telaga Bodas is not too difficult and only takes approximately 1 hour drive. Apart from private vehicle, you can use public transportation to get there. Arriving at the parking area to get to Telaga Bodas, you still have to walk 900 meters or rent a motorbike. Along the way, you will be treated to beautiful views such as panorama of the hills that surround this place. But the cool mountain air will make your mind clearer. Getting closer to Telaga Bodas, you will see a white poodle with rising smokes on one edge. When you're arriving at the edge of the lake, you will see clear and white water, which is the sparkle of the lake water exposed to the sun. Because it is white, it is called Telaga Bodas. Bodas in Sundanese means white. Telaga Bodas looks like a beach with calm flowing water and white sands. There are many big rocks that can be used to sit around while capturing the beauty of this lake. You can also walk along the edge of the lake while looking at several small-scale sources of sulfur vapor that emerge from the ground and cause bubbles and sounds when mixed with water. Telaga Bodas tourist attraction is open every day from 7 a.m. to 17 p.m. Every corner in this tourist spot has an instagenic charm to be able to produce contemporary photos. In addition, various facilities such as lodging, restaurants, and even camping areas are ready to await for your visit. So that was Indonesian Wonder. We'll meet again tomorrow with another edition of Indonesian Wonder. Sampai jumpa. Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Now we'll reply an email from another our listener, Abdul Alim in India. Hello Abdul Alim. Thank you for sending us your email. Please let us know how you listen to our program by internet or shortwave and what language. Also, Happy New Year! Listener, wherever you are, I will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda hilangnya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku.
Terima kasih.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
IPB University student Rafika Effendi from the Aquaculture Production Technology and Management Study Program, Sukabumi Class Vocational School, won first place in the ESL International Photo Competition themed Reducing Carbon Footprint in New Normal Era. This competition was held in conjunction with the English Second Language or ESL International Online Summer Course on Reducing Carbon Footprints from Individual to Global Action. It was held by the Departments of Resource and Environmental Economics, Faculty of Economics and Management, IPB University, last December. ESL International Photo Competition is an international photography competition, which is held individually or in groups and is open to the public. This competition was attended by 149 participants from 14 countries. Rafika Effendi, in a written statement, said that this competition was part of the summer course program that she participated in. Like the summer course in general, the organizer held an international competition. Rafika took a blank photo objects with a photo resolution of up to 2160 pixels in accordance with the competition provisions of at least 1080 pixels. Before joining the competition, Rafika improved her photo editing skills and thought critically in preparing and explaining photo description. She also did photo editing intensively for 2 days, read and summarized journals related to reducing carbon footprints, and consistently participated in the summer course. Rafika advised the younger generation not to give up easily. According to her, new challenges and experiences will be a source of learning in the future.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you a song by Agatha Priscilla. Before going solo, she was known as a member of a music group, namely Blink. On August 7, 2020, the singer who is familiarly called Priscil released a song entitled Mata Air. The song was previously popularized by Hindia, Natasha Udu, and Kamga. Mata Air, which was full of enthusiasm, was brought back by Priscil with a calmer, softer, and more serene version. Priscil admitted that initially there were no plans to release her version of Mata Air. In a chat with Hindia, suddenly Priscil was invited to release this song after listening to Priscil's version of Mata Air, which originally was only intended to be released as digital content during the pandemic. Well, listener, here is Agatha Priscilla with the song Mata Air.
Menghabiskan gaji untuk diriku sendiri, membeli satu tiket film terkini, memesan yang cukup hanya untuk satu porsi, menyanyikan kunto aji di tengah muda.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Au revoir!
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.